that answers a question that's been bothering all of us, and that is why are there not clear-cut psakim gedolim of what exactly betochen we're supposed to have? There's many, many things written about betochen. Some seem to contradict, some are mutually exclusive, major, major sugyas. On betochen, many of them are linked to an understanding of how bechira works. I'm going into that now. But the Meshul Chochmah just said, because it's a mitzvah's practice, since the mitzvah of betochen is a key of the mitzvah of bor tedabek, so the mitzvah of betochen is a relationship mitzvah. The halal of betochen is a relationship. It's a relationship between you and Hashem. The betochen you have is going to be told you on the nature of the relationship you have with Hashem. And therefore, you can't, the same as you can't give to a husband and a wife specific adroch on how to talk. You give general principles, general understandings, but you can't give specifics. Each person has to kind of work things out using their own seichel. So the same to you. We have the gedorim, we have the principles of betochen brought down in many different places. And now you have to go and you have to see how to utilize all of that depending on your unique nature, your unique relationship with Hashem, and also depending on the times, the different stages, different areas. And that's what we spoke about yesterday. And we're going to go weiter with that on the Kuch Samach Zayin. Remember, right at the beginning, we set up two main pillars of betochen. It's much more complex than this, but let's just keep these things simple for now. The more simple they are, the more you can understand them. You only internalize and understand things that are simple. The minute it gets too complicated, we don't absorb it. So that's the avoid. The avoid is to get it as simple as possible, which is another whole share on its own, not for now. The two ma'alchim in betochen, or the one is that if you have the right level of betochen, you get whatever you want. And the other one is the betochen is not that you get what you want, the betochen is whatever you get, you makabel besimcha v'ahava, because you know that it's coming from Hashem and therefore it's good for you. Two different approaches to betochen. Okay, so let's see how he goes weiter. Kuf Samach Zayin, the last paragraph. Kol ha'nema b'bisvarim v'soifim v'sugas ha'b'kachat ha'male b'trufot. Everything that is written and said in all the svarim and all the different mahalchim and betochen from the Tanoim all the way down to the modern day writers and thinkers, Balei Machshava, is like a pharmacy. It's full of medication. Not every medication in that pharmacy is matim for everybody. He's going to get the medication that's matim for him. Each person's different. His nishaynas are different. His situation's different. Then his needs are different. Each person gets biduk, with an unbelievably exquisitely perfect measure, the nishaynas and the yisurim that he's going to get. And all the worries and problems are going to come along to interfere with your menucha, with your tranquility. There's no one medication that fits all sizes. This is not one of those fits all sizes kind of games. There's no one medication that's going to work for everybody. Each person according to his level, his situation, his particular needs at the moment, needs to find the betochen that's matim for him. Zuha dveikus b'Hashem yisparach. Because why? Apart from the Meshes Chochma, that's dveikus in Hashem. It's about a relationship. Betochen is not some external thing that you kind of grab hold onto, in order to get through a storm. We'll see there's that aspect as well, but it's not the etzem of what betochen is. Betochen is you feel secure because of the relationship that you have with Hashem. In Dveikus, we don't really know what that means, but whatever it is, let's just use the most simple meaning of the word. In the being together with Hashem, in the Dveikus with Hashem, a person is alone with Hashem. We call that the Yichud with Hashem. You're completely alone. And there's no external, there's no one else in the room except you and Hashem. Having said that about the Prat, each person now has got his own work cut out for him. You have to go and you have to find which Betochen is Matim for you. Yes, you have to go through all the sugyas, go learn them all, and then make a decision what's the one you know, what's most Matim for you. Okay, fine, that's not the point. The point is in the macrocosmic dimension, there's a Betochen that is more relevant to this generation than the other levels of Betochen, other types of Betochen. And our Avodah, we'll see, is in that framework. Within that framework, you have to find your own personal connections to it. But we're going to give you the overall opinion of what is the most Matim Mahalach in Betochen for this generation. And then from there, we'll look at the details, and each person will have to connect it in his own way. Okay. Sit back, relax, get into Dimyon mode, and imagine that a Kodesh Baruch Hu comes to you, is Magal himself to you in a Nevuah. And he says to you like this: I can deal with you in one of two ways. Arishon, if you really have betochen in me, the kablu kol asher techafotzei. You, whatever you want. What do you want? You want wealth, you want honor, you want righteous children, you want panosa, you want health, whatever you want. If you have an upper coffin, you get whatever you want. Fine, it sounds like a good deal. Who wouldn't take that? Well, it comes with a catch. Al pi derech zu, hinchem achraim l'chaya netzach shelachem. In that modality, you're responsible for your lamaba. Whatever you want, you'll get. Give whatever you want. But you have to make sure that you get to your Olam Haba. You have to get to your Olam Haba? And well, that's your problem. Ubirin Tchesa Maisim, Anuli Yoichi Yitbare, Kikibaltem Kfa, Koma Shirtitim, Kano Miyad, Vilonese, Chemuma. You could get to the next world and find that everything that you thought you'd had stored up in the next world, you actually used up in this world. Now that works, I'm going to the famous sugya, how you can eat up your scha in Olam Haba, in Olam Hazeh. I'm not going to that. That's a whole medica, wonderful, unbelievable sugya that all the Bali Musa dealt with from the Bissal Salanta and down, grappling with that question. I want to go to that now, but that could be quite possible. In other words, you have the Kochanim, Hashem says, I'm happy, whatever you want, I'll give you everything I want. You want? But you're responsible for your Olam Haba. You make sure that when you get to Olam Haba, you have some savings up there. Fine? That's one derech. Derech ha-shnia hi sha-adam ki-ilu yotzum es-ayna ve-yelech kusum achre Hashem. The other derech is, you close your eyes, you make like yourself like you're blind, and you walk after Hashem. Amim rabot yelo nisyonis kashim. There are going to be times when you have terribly difficult nisyonis. Ulo yovin es derech Hashem. Ka'ev lo. You're gonna be in pain. You're gonna have difficulties. You're not gonna understand what's going on. However, ulam Hashem achray lenetzach shelo. Hashem is responsible for your eternity. Mikivat shu kibel es Hashem ba'olam hazeh bli pikpuk. Hashem yidayg l'chay netzach shelo. It's you who makabel Hashem's in hugger with you in this world. Hashem says, fine, I'll take care of your next world. I'll make sure that in the next world you've got everything sorted out there. Obviously, you have to do what you have to do in this world. Doesn't mean you lie in bed with your eyes closed and say, Hashem, you go for it. You do everything. But that's in the Lashon HaKhoi Salavavas, that's called tipshus or foolishness. But Tochen is in not in things that you're responsible for. You can't have a Tochen that Hashem will shake Lula for you. It comes Abba Minim. You have to make sure that you have Abba Minim. But we're not talking about that. But in other words, in terms of your day-to-day existence, you throw everything on Hashem, and you walk with Hashem, and you makabel in the Lashon of Rashi, everything that comes upon you, ba'ava, simcha, and Hashem says, fine, no, I'll take care of your Olam Haba, you don't have to worry about your Olam Haba, kol yeh musuda Hashem. Ain safik.
Rav, can I ask you something?
Yeah.
I don't understand, in terms of the person himself, what's the difference between the first Mi'alek and the second Mi'alek? In both of them, he's relying totally on Hashem. So why is there a difference? I don't get it.
Big difference. In the first one, you're telling Hashem what's good for you and what you want. In the second one, you're saying to Hashem, I don't know what's good for me. You take care of everything. for me, that being poor is not... I'll give you a simple example. The guy doesn't have money, doesn't have panos. He's poor, yeah? In the first one, he goes to Hashem and says, give me $1 million. Hashem gives him $1 million because he asked for it. In the second one, the guy can scream to Hashem for $1 million all day, never gonna get, because that's not what's good for you. If you get $1 million in this world, it could be that it'll come out of your spinal lama bar. You don't know. Well, major difference between the two. I don't understand what's the same. You're asking what's the difference of Shimon. Tell me what's the same about the two ma'alchim. One is you're fully responsible for your lama bar. You have to make sure that you have to eat up your lama bar in this world. How would you know how to do that? In the second one, yeah, you say to Hashem, I don't know what's good for me. Whatever you give me, ani mekabel ba'ava. In the first one, you're not saying ani mekabel ba'ava. In the first one, you're saying, Hashem, I'll tell you what I want. In the second one, Hashem's saying, I'll tell you what's good for you and you'll accept it.
I understand. Okay, now I understand. At the first place, I understood that in both of them, you're relying completely on Hashem. Now I understand what you're saying. Perfect. No problem.
Why are you relying on Hashem in both of them? That's why they're two mahalchim in betochen. If I'm relying on Hashem, you're totally betach in Hashem, and that gives you the ability to then determine your olam hazeh as a result of that betochen. In the second one, you say, I don't know what's good for me. I'm totally dependent on Hashem that He'll tell me what's good for me. I'm not going to decide what's good for me. But they're both aspects of betochen. The one's not betochen. The first one is the chovos halevavos. The first malach is the malach of the chovos halevavos. And there were people that lived up there. People in this generation, that lived, the pre-war generation that I know, they have lived up there. They were in such a dag of betochen that they got whatever they asked for. But they had the responsibility to know what to ask for. They asked for things that wouldn't be mafsid them from the olam haba. We don't know today what's good for us. Therefore, more matin for us is to utilize the second level of betochen, even if you're allowed.
But according to the second level of betochen, so where is tefillah in all this? Because I'm saying Hashem,
slowly, she's asking the question. You could have asked two questions. You said, what's with tefillah and what's with betochen? Fine, when we get to later, we'll see in chapter, where is it now? We'll get there. Chapter Dalet, Perek Dalet, we'll deal with Tfilah Saboteach. We'll answer that question. And then in Perek Hay, I believe, Perek Gimel, we'll deal with Ishtadlis. So, Perek Gimel, we'll deal with Ishtadlis Sabotach. Let's just deal with that now. Let's just kill these two little monsters now. The question of Ishtadlis and Tfilah, any person who starts working and starting to understand a little bit about the Tochen, which you've obviously just done, otherwise you wouldn't have asked the question, there's two major kashas. What's with Ishtadlis and what's with Tfilah? Where is the room for Tfilah in this Mahalach? Excellent question. That's very valid. We'll get there slowly. Patience.
Shkoya. Thank you.
Never ever learned the Sefer and somebody didn't ask that question. So Shkoya for asking the question. Now we've dealt with it. We don't have to deal with it anymore. But we have those two questions. Don't ask me about Ishtadlis and don't ask me about Tfilah, because we're going to deal with it. But it should be bothering you. It should be bothering you because you're right. If you're just throwing everything into Hashem, you don't know what's good for you, so what are you going to daven for? How are you going to daven? Hashem, please give me panosim. Who says that's good for you? You're throwing it on Hashem. Whatever panos you give me, Hashem, I'll need a kabbal. That's tefillah. That's not tefillah. Tefillah is going to be the tefillah. It's a bekashos. Tefillah is bekashos. Okay, fine. We'll have to deal with that. That's Hashem will get. Fine. Okay, good. All right. Weiter. So those are the two levels of betochen. They're not mutually exclusive. These are not hermeneutically sealed, watertight differences. These things have to be worked with and played with. You need to intersect with them a little bit, get a feel for them. You'll see some aspects of your life, you are using the one, others you're using the other one. We're saying klali, generally, the overall mahalach, that's matim for this generation, is Rashi's betochen. The betochen of whatever happens, you accept it, and then Hashem takes care of your next world. Fine. So if you were given these two choices by Hashem, there's no doubt that everyone would take the second derech. Unless, I don't know, maybe there are some psychotics out there. I don't know. Let's have a look who's here. No, I don't see any psychotics out there. So, you have to either be really, really psychotic and think that you're living somewhere where you're not, or you have to be real and really be holding there. If you're really holding there, I don't know why you're here. So if you're here, then advice those you're not psychotic, but you realize you will take the second matter. מי הוא זה שיעיז לעל לא יסבייתה, כי הוא יודע מה יהי באמס טוב עבור לנצח נצופים. Who here in this group has got the answers to tell us that I know it's good for me for Olam Haba? How would you know? Rak HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'yad Hashem hu haderech haroeh. Handing it over to Hashem and saying to Hashem, Hashem, I want you to take care of these things because you know what's going on. So that obviously makes the most sense. נמצאנו למדים כי דעס הכל מסמס לשלישית תזרשי כי זו דרך הבטוחן הטוב יוסף. We all agree that Rashi is דרך הבטוחן is more מתאים. דרך זו אין תפקידו של האדם להתעקש עד שקיבלס מבקושו. Your avoid is not to stand there and beg Hashem to give you what you want. We'll see when you get to tefillah what tefillah is about until you get what you want. אלא יוכל לקבל את כל הבוא עליו מיד השם בתמימוס. You're being mekabel whatever comes your way between us. You're saying, Hashem, if this is from you, and it is from you, because who else is it from? Then it must be from a good, and I'm mekabel. Shairak hu yodeh, mahu b'tovas. And it is, because only Hashem really knows what's good for us. We don't know. How do we know what's good for us? How often did we have something we thought, well, this is the best thing that could ever happen? It turned out to be terrible. And how many times did we see something that was, this is the worst possible situation, and it turned out to be the biggest atzala? We don't know. We have no clue. Fine. Now, I have to be careful here because now this sounds very like liberating, you know. Oh, I don't have to worry about anything, I don't have to do anything, I just go to bed and sleep and just let Hashem take care of anything. And all I have to do is just whatever he throws at me, I'm a kabbal. We will see the local kach pashut, but that's the principle. That's the principle. We'll see the applications as we go here. Ma to el ha-shayla. V'shem ma noto la-kosh boch v'tavshalut liftoach b'shita shal b'tochen alav. If it's so obvious to everybody that the second level of betochen is the obvious way to go, that's poshut. I mean, nobody would take the risk of running with the first level of betochen. So what do you need the first level of betochen for? Why does it even exist? Chayim betoch bo shekol mishal esli bayvi ismali al yadu. Why would you need that for? Why do you need a marechet in the world? The really costly gift in the last level of betochen. Who needs it? Madu utzorech to miyachol. Why does Hashem have to turn the world upside down for his faithful, trusted servants who are going to give them whatever they want? What do you need that for? L'choy toivu roishin ekabal iskola bo'aleim imemorayim between us. So I said, at any level you want, you're going to mekabal, accept whatever Hashem gives you. Gavin HaMelech, Gavin HaMelech was on no small level in this area, and you go through to him, you see, he's mekabal. He's makabel. He's the worst. You're suing the worst suffering. It's hard to imagine anybody that had a more, except Eve maybe. But David HaMelech's life was fought with absolutely no successes, and completely. I mean, just off the wall. What he went through, and yet, and you see it comes through in the pain of the Elim, and yet it's always besimcha and it's ba'ava and longing and yearning for Hashem. So even David HaMelech was on the highest level of betochen can achieve. We've all still chosen the second level. Well, what do you need the first level for? Madoyim kai nikmalan of shalut lishnais et sidra breshi, says the rekor habatochen. Why do we have the koyach to change the order of the creation using habatochen? Nero las b'shishtei madregas habatochen masalem ashtei b'chines v'shtei tkufos b'histori shalam ha-moyla. We'll discuss two. Very beautiful subject here, very important subject. We'll see it's ma'od matim to everybody's life macrocosmically, but we'll see the macrocosmic aspect of it and you'll apply it to yourselves where relevant. These two levels of betochen relate to two different phases and different stages in history. We'll see it also relates to Moshe Rabbeinu and Rabbi Akiva, Torah Shebaksav and Torah Shebaalpeh. We'll see it's a beautiful, beautiful sugya, besides being very halacha lemaisa practical for us. We'll see, answers up many, many difficulties that we have without even knowing. And you'll see that those two levels of betochen fit beautifully into this ma'arechet as well. So it says like this, you have these two stages of history where you'll see these two phases of these two types of betochen fitting in very, very beautifully. Ektrufas atzadik v'toivlo, yitkufas betochen alef. There was a stage in history, we mentioned this right in the beginning, called tzadik v'toivlo. The period of the Apayim Shnas Torah, which was Tzadik V'Toivlo, that's Betochen Aleph. Im Niftach B'Kodesh Baruch Hu, Mekabel Eskol Ma Shini B'Chofet Kod. If you have trust in Hashem, you get whatever you want. HaKodesh Baruch Hu, Shedet Avoronoi, Avoronoi Es Marechos Atebo, Yafuch Sidra Breshis, Hashem will turn the world upside down, he'll change the nature for you, the sea will split, the sun will stand still, whatever you want, just ask and Hashem will change the whole Sidra Masa Breshis. Nun says Tikkun is Tzadik V'Ralo, in the Tikkun of what's called Ikhsus and Mashiach, the Tzadik V'Ralo, Gamim Lona Kabbalah Sashem Kshenu, Mikol Makan Kabbalah Sakol Abol any betweens. Even if you don't get what you're asking for, you don't get what you want, nevertheless, we Makabal what comes away between us. Now you have to understand, these are also not watertight things. You'll find in the Shnat Alpain Torah, also Tzadik V'Ralo, you'll find Tzadik V'Tovlo in Ikhsus and Mashiach. We're talking about the main thrust of the main avoider, the main nature, the teva of the tekufas. Okay, so he says like the shnei manigim amdu leklal Yisrael umbeshtek tekufas shoyisin araluyel Moshe Rabbeinu ushorish atorish shebiksav Rabbi Kibu ushorish atorish baope. We have two leaders. It was very difficult to even separate the two. We don't understand how great Rabbi Kibu was in the musag of chokhma. Moshe Rabbeinu was in the avoider of nevuah. Moshe Rabbeinu was the Av Navi. Rabbi Kibu was the Av HaChachamim. Chacham Adif Minavi. It's also a beautiful sugya. But those were the two manhigim, the two leaders of the generation. Moshe Rabbeinu is Torah Shebiksav, Tzadik V'Tovlo, and Rabbi Kibu is Torah Shebiksav, Tzadik V'Ralo. Tkufas Moshe Rabbeinu B'Shalom, he Tkufas Tzadik V'Tovlo. Who? Atzma Neilad Moho, Ubushar Shanada, Tamala Bais Shkuloira, Fabi Yosef Tino Kaisa Shkinemoi. Moshe Rabbeinu is the epitome of Tzadik V'Tovlo. He's born already circumcised, he's the perfect, he's Shalem. When he's born, the world, that all our Gonavs that Hashem hid away, the Mice of Rashis, is shining again. And he's walking with a Gilish Shkina from his little baby already. Lachme Ganakoros Bocho Bocholo Bocholo Ben Tzois, a missing Gulu, via Moshe Rabbeinu, all the missing of the Tzis Mitzrayim, Kesa Yamsuf. He went up, he got the Torah, he spoke to Hashem face to face. The epitome of Tzadik V'Tovlo. Moshe Rabbeinu is running around doing miracles, he's with Hashem. We can't begin to understand what kind of existence they had there. They don't even have Kovit. Avod of Anavim, Pol Yishuz, Pekar of Aretz, Amalim, Adarach HaTeva. Israel comes into Israel, they build the Beis HaMikdash, you have Nevi'im running around all over the place, millions of Nevi'im. The world's living completely above Derech HaTeva, there's 10 missing in the Beis HaMikdash every day. The lowest person is living mamash in a daga, we can't even begin to imagine. HaKol Yibor V'Nir, Hashem Ki Yochol Eliyam, Im Tiftochu Bi V'Tase Esatov Be'enai, Aten Lachem HaKol V'Lot Tizchosu Dava. Hashem says, if you are B'Tarcha Me, you trust me, you do what I need you to do, get whatever you want. It's in the Kudim Mayanis. And it's in the Kudim Mayanis. Moshe Rabbeinu, Aino Mitae, Metzia, Shel Tzadik V'Ralo, Rosh HaVetovlo. In Moshe Rabbeinu's world, there's no concept. In Torah Shebiksav, first of all, you won't find the word Sofek, and you won't find the Musav of Tzadik V'Ralo, Rosh HaVetovlo. In Moshe Rabbeinu's world, it doesn't exist. Rehan Zesoy says Torah's Moshe. It's a complete stirrer to Torah's Moshe. The Torah Shebiksav, Haram al-Kabbal as-Hansher, Ratov Nitzel ben Nisra Hashem, Chasodah. In Moshe Rabbeinu's world, in his Torah, the Tzadik gets his reward, and the Moshe gets his dues. There's no games, yeah? Havriach ha-tikun ha-oivu b'kol ha-Tanach hu im shomat tishmu b'koyle. The theme that runs through the whole of Tanakh is if you listen to my word, then you'll get rain, then you'll have this, that, and if not, oho, you're in trouble. Im lav chasvile, yelefuch, you're going to have a rough time. It's, you see, it's the whole theme of Torah Shebiksav, Tzadik V'Tovlo, Rosh HaVeralo. V'chein Moshe Rabbeinu Shodes HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe Rabbeinu says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ani Ani Nas Drachecho. That's why Moshe has to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mipnei Ma Yesh Tzadik V'Ralo, Rosh HaVeTovlo. When it's in Daf Zayin and Brochus, this interchange there. Kleima, Shalpi HaMesi Shel HaTorah Shebiksav, Shenizgalus Al Yidei Moshe, the Torah Shebiksav, which Moshe Rabbeinu revealed according to the world, Omeres Gamnet Tzavak Fushi, but Kol Uz V'Tekufa Mipnei Ma Yesh Tzadik V'Ralo. Moshe Rabbeinu can't understand Tzadik V'Ralo. He asked Hashem, show me, I don't understand. B'nu Mosoy, Rabbi Akiva Aya Ben Gerim, the exact opposite. And by the way, Moshe Rabbeinu, when he met Rabbi Akiva in his vision that Hashem showed him, Rabbi Akiva will see now, he said to Hashem, what do you need me for? Because Rabbi Akiva, he's greater than me, what do you need me for? Rabbi Kibbe was now slept. He says that he was born amongst Gairim. He was born into a family that had no heritage. בתחילה שהיה עם הארץ, והיו מלא בסימן לתמרי חכמים, בזמן עם הארץ, יהייתי בתמרי חכמים. בגיל ארבע שהתחיל ללמוד עצם הלמד דעד כי סבל ביזיונס, when you started learning at the age of 40, they didn't have the Balei Tshuva Yeshivas where you're an honorable person. You went to learn by, with the kids, he took terrible bizaynas. Chai b'doichik v'aniyaz noira im ishter rochel. He lived with unbelievable poverty, terrible yusurim. Alisa ruchnias hayis retzufil b'mavakim kashim. Every step in ruchnias that he took was filled with enormous battles and struggles. Kashu yuzochel ha'am idchaf balad elef tamidim. At 24,000 tamidim, can you imagine? You know, it's like building a yeshiva. The 24,000 students, after you've been through everything you've been through, you finally, wow, you've arrived. You've got this, you know, this yeshiva, 24,000 Talmidim, the best, biggest yeshiva in the world. Suddenly you're going to, I don't know, 50 levayas a day. The world crumbles under your feet like that. In the end, how did he die? They stripped his flesh with hot cobs. I'm cob, I'm a hot cob, it's basarab. That's Rabbi Akiva. You couldn't find two lives more the opposite. Moshe Rabbeinu, who's born to the leader of the generation, grows up in Paro's palace. He's a king amongst kings. He also had his hard times. He also had terrible times. He had to flee. He had to even Yisro stuck him in a dungeon for 10 years. He had his hard times, but essentially his entire life was one of, you know, miracles and whatever, and his end was also, he died in a Mashiach with Hashem, a Rabbi Akiva, not one moment of peace, and he dies like that. You know, Rabbi Akiva, Enu Shor Shaila Koshu, Lez Metzabot. Moshe Rabbeinu's got a kasha. Watch this, it's amazing. Moshe Rabbeinu's got a kasha. Mazit Tzadik Peralo. Rabbi Akiva doesn't have any questions. When he's being busy stripped there, he doesn't turn around and say, Hashem, 1 second, I don't understand what's going on here, Mazit. What did I do wrong? I didn't do your rotzon. I didn't. After the 24,000 Talmidim died, he should have lain down and said, listen, Gnug, I'm not doing any more, that's enough. No, he gets up, he starts another yeshiva. That's a whole Torah Shabbat Ksafla. Torah Shabbat Beit today is that yeshiva from 5 Talmidim. But he doesn't have any questions. The Akiva doesn't have a question on Tzadik Ralo. Moshe Rabbeinu's got kashas on Tzadik Ralo. Therefore, Kusamech Mitzapel Akach, Kishinema, Bashar Shahid says, the Akiva Larigo, Zman Kriyashma, Hayo Sokim, as Pasar Masakas Krabaz, we all know the story. When it was Rabbi Akiva waited his whole life for this moment. What are you talking about? When's this going to come? When am I going to be able to give up my life for Hashem? Now that it's come to him, I'm not going to do it. He understands Tzadik V'Ralo. He's been waiting for this. He was worrying his whole life. When am I going to be able to Makayim? Kol Nafshecho. He marich be'echad at Shiyotzi Nishmasa be'echad Yotze Bakol Vomu Ashrecher Be'kibir Shiyotzi Nishmasa be'echad. Well, he brought us by a look. We all know the story. Wonderful. Okay, very good. So Rabbi Akiva, who lives much after Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is the Navi that sees everything. He doesn't understand this. Rabbi Akiva understands. He doesn't have a problem with this. He's perfect. This is the Chatchila by him. אז חזל מגן לנו ברוח קוד שם דברים מבשויני של אילו. אמר רבי יהודה אמר רב, בשעה שעולם משה רמורום, יעקל את שעה יפה. ומשה בני went up to the high heavens, מוצא הקודש ברוך הוא שיש שכוי שקטורים לא יסויס. אמר לפעמים בני שמי מעקב על ידך? אמר לא, אדם אחד יש, לא עשית לא יש בסוף כמה דרס. הקודש ברוך הוא, משה בני פעם הקודש ברוך הוא busy putting crowns on the letters of the Torah. So משה בני said to him, what do you need this for? Who's this for? He says, no, in the later generation, it's going to be a guy. His name is Akiva ben Yosef, and he's going to lidrash al kol koitz v'koitz. Tilim shel halachos. Every koitz v'koitz, on every spitz of the crowns that I'm putting on the Torah, he's going to dash up the bundles, mountains of halachos. You know what? Let's stop here. We have to do this in one sitting. We're going to lose the whole. This is one of the most beautiful pieces of Torah you'll ever learn. So well to mess it up. It's Tropostin anyway, Adkan. Let's stop there. And let's Hashem tomorrow we'll see the mamash, the shirish of the whole sugya. And it's more relevant because you're dealing with Rabbi every day. Every time you open up with Gemara, you're learning, you're playing with Rabbi Akiva more than Moshe Rabbeinu. So we'll see. It's a fascinating sugya. If you want much more background to this sugya, which is I'm telling you now, it's unbelievable. Rabbi Tetz's life to safer. Is called as darkness, as the dawn ends the day, or the darkness ends the dawn, or the dawn ends the darkness. Mashuk is a dawn, darkness, lower there. he has a moedika, moedika goes through a lot of these sugyas about nevuah and chokhmah, how the two, you see it, yeah, in its shloshim, Rabbi Akiva and Moshe, but you see it in many other places as well. Fascinating sugyas there on these two different phases of Jewish history, and it's critical to understand what's going on today in our lives. So I highly recommend that you look at that. And session, we'll get back to this. We'll get back this tomorrow. Okay, fine. Adkan, any questions or whatever? Otherwise, we'll see you tomorrow. This session.
Thank you very much.
Okay, have a good day.